We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. City Manhattan Commission will meet tonight, 7 p.m., for their legislative meeting. They'll be talking a lot about goal setting here tonight for 2020. And before we continue on there, we were discussing here during the break about... I don't think we have a call right now.
Oh, okay.
We're good. But I wanted to ask you guys a little bit. I didn't get a chance to go to this past weekend, but that was the leaders' retreat here put on by the Chamber in Olathe. A lot of great speakers, it sounds like.
There really were, on Friday, and obviously the weather played a role in making it a little more challenging to get there. But we heard from Steve Hijack. He's a senior policy advisor for Baker Donelson, which is under contract with the state of Kansas for the governor's military relations and public policy group, and they gave us a good update on some of the activities relative to Fort Riley and the other military installations in Kansas. They have a significant impact on the economics of this state and certainly our region, as well as McConnell down in Wichita and Fort Leavenworth, and also the units, the guard units over in Topeka. So that was a good one. And then we had some economic development perspective. We heard from Amy Holloway, who's the president and CEO of Avalanche Consulting out of Austin, Texas, who the GMAP, or the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, which is a combination of chambers between Manhattan Chamber as well as the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Group, that hired them to come in and really do kind of an assessment of our current economic development program for the region, and had some recommendations moving forward with that for the group to consider. And then we heard from Patty Clark, who's the Deputy Secretary of Commerce for the state of Kansas, and Patty shared a lot of what the Department of Commerce has been doing. They've been going around the state of Kansas kind of on a listening tour. They've hired a consulting team to really focus on what the state of Kansas should be doing in the future to get back into the economic development program and make the state meaningful again. It's kind of went down in a lot of the different categories, which it used to be fairly high in a number of different rankings, and they fell off on that and lost kind of their competitive edge that they used to have. And so they're really focusing and having a statewide conversation about developing some new plans to make Kansas more competitive again.
Yeah, I thought it was... Is it okay for me to talk?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No, I thought it was a really good meeting. And it's good that we had it in Kansas City, Olathe, because, we did have that kind of ice storm Friday morning, so several of us left even Thursday night, even though we didn't plan on that. But if we had it here, we would have stayed home, and a lot of us would have just missed the conference totally. But I thought there was a lot of good presenters. To me, the most impactful one was Patty Clark, the Deputy Secretary of Kansas and Department of Commerce. And when she spoke of the out-migration that's happening in Kansas, and the reasons are plenty, and how to invest more in our Department of Commerce. You know, we've discussed before, the Department of Commerce hasn't really been funded as it used to be in the past, decade, I would assume. So it's going to take a lot for us to get back to where we were, just in the funding source for the Department of Commerce. In order to retain and recruit businesses, we need to build our workforce. And in order to build our workforce, we need to work with our communities. And in order to do that, you need staff and you need money. So some of the things she said is to work on the high computer literacy rate and working with our schools and getting coding in, even with our elementary school students, because that's where the jobs are right now. And quality of life issues matter. the biggest sector that's growing right now is the 65 plus. At least that's from Amy Holloway. She said even though we have students and we always think about young people, the highest growth is also on the 65 and plus demographic, and we need to think about how to accommodate them into our housing for fixed income and affordable housing, and also making everything accessible to them, because it's not just about youth anymore. It's about a whole different demographic. And I think those are the people we need to target to come and stay in Kansas, and also to build families and build our workforce throughout our region. So I think it was a really good discussion. I'm looking forward to how far they go, the Department of Commerce at the state level, and what kind of policies they can implement. She brought up STAR bonds. We talked about, you know, not dipping into the KDOT funds and CAPERS. We talked about a variety of issues. It's extremely complex, but I think we are at least having that discussion, and they are going all over Kansas, and this is something doable. But we are in a crisis. If we don't do something now, we're going to lose even more students, and more families are going to be leaving Kansas. So we need to make sure we have a workforce for businesses to come here and for our people to stay in Kansas, because it's a beautiful place for families, but we need to give them a reason to stay.
All right, we got a caller waiting here as a question. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for explaining those items to us that we don't know and understand, and broadening our horizons. But back to something that we do know, with the parking at the airport, you know, the ATA bus goes by out there on the highway every hour, and they'll also come in on an on-demand if you call them the day before to take you to the airport. But that ATA bus also needs to be included on the airport transportation agenda there on the website, so that the people are aware that that opportunity is there. And with a little bit of funding some way, you know, selling the advertising on the bus or whatever we can do, we could get that bus to swing in there once an hour when it makes the Ogden run and drop people off at the airport to help with your overcrowding. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that call and comment. We have looked at trying to work more with the ATA from that perspective. One of the challenges we have right now is that, you know, our departing flights in the morning are really the passengers who are flying onto that need to be at the airport prior to the ATA schedule really starting for the day, and then the flights at night are late enough that they've stopped service when those arrive. But during the day, there's certainly opportunities for folks to be able to utilize that. And so I think that is something that we can do a better job of coordinating some of those schedule activities, or just folks that want to go out to the airport now that we have Bandit Coffee there with their services and cafe, and they can, you don't have to be, even though they're set up on the screen side of the terminal, they will deliver out to the unscreen side. So it's something that we would certainly like to work with ATA on to see if we could improve service there. So appreciate that comment.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.